Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Madness of Crowds. This is your host, Scott Smiley, and I got a guest today, Frank Nana. How you doing, Frank? You want to say a little bit about yourself?
I'm from Nana C. I'm a saxophonist by profession. I do jazz music.
Right from
I'm from Ghana.
Ghana. Gotcha.
West Africa.
West Africa. Okay. My geography gets a little hazy in Africa, but there's so many fucking countries in Africa. Man, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Africa is a big place. So you're a saxophonist and you like the jazz music.
I perform jazz music. I'm an artist. I do jazz music.
Right on. Man, that's your profession?
Yeah, that's my profession.
Cool. Well, the topic is dating and relationships. We could dive into that or, roundabout way. How's the dating situation in Ghana?
Well, dating situation in Ghana, well, let's say it's quite bad. It's not favoring the men. Let me put it that way. The ladies are not being fair to the men. I break my relationship, let's say, in, 4 months ago.
You ended a relationship 4 months ago?
There was this lady I met. I've dated her for a year and 3 months. I take good. I'm the one taking care of her. I shelter her. I clothe her. I do everything for her. I make sure I give her money, everything. But all that I could get in return was that she was cheating on me with another man, got pregnant.
Oh.
She got pregnant for another man. I bought her the baby, and now she want to come back to me, and that is not working. It's
Oh.
unfair.
Oh, well, just be glad that, she didn't have the kid and, you thought it was yours and then you're raising a kid, it's not yours. So that could have been dodged a bullet on that one, brother.
Actually, I'm the type that when I'm dating, I put my whole being in it, like I commit myself. Actually, she was the lady I wanted to marry. I wanted to marry her this year. I tried to buy everything to make a process to get married to her, and she just blew everything up. So I just told me, so I just have to sell most of the things, like cancel the wedding arrangement and everything. She just blown everything up. So
Wow.
yes, I'm not looking for a foreigner to go out with, so I can marry a foreigner.
I'm sorry to hear that, brother, but I'm a single guy and there's a lot of benefits to being single. I'm kind of working on myself, but it gets a little lonely at night sometimes, and you know how it is. But yeah, man, relationships are tough. I just got out of a horrible relationship. What was it?
You
It's been a
know,
little while now.
in Ghana here, like the ladies are not to be trusted. They are more materialistic. Like they love fashion, but they're more, they demand a lot. So, if you trying your best to take very good care, and somebody else is sheltering her with money and all of that, they just bump into that person, and when that place doesn't go well, they try to come back. You see, that's unfair.
Yeah, that's it. Women's basic instinct is to find a guy that can give them security. And a male's main prerogative. Oh, hold on one second. Yes, sir.
Probably gonna have to leave you. Okay. Just so you, I don't know, you might be all right, but you might get popped on it. That's all.
That's fine. We're gonna move now.
You okay right now?
Let's see when we set off.
You hang loose.
Okay.
Just shut the key off and keep the windows up.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Sorry about that, Frank. I'm at work, and the job super just came to speak.
Yeah.
So we left off. You were saying that the women in Ghana are a bunch of whores.
Yeah.
Or as we call them in the States, hoes. Oh, man. Women. Yeah, so women like security, and men, we want, an attractive lady because she likes sex, you know? So, it's like you meet a woman and, you we're visual creatures, Frank, us men. See a girl, she's good looking. We're like, okay, good. But she's got to kind of get to know you first. And what that really means, Frank, is she wants to get to know your financial prospects. That's what that whole thing is when a woman, I need to get to know you first. She needs to get to know your financial prospects. That's what she's sniffing out. That's why you can't let them know what card you hold, at first. And I know nothing about relationships, so you can take a grain of salt. Oh, I'm a bit of a cynic, but I'll tell you what, man. Now that you're single, go to the gym, work out. You know, keep playing that saxophone. There's gotta be some ladies at jazz clubs.
I have a lot of ladies friends who are interested in me, but like I singled that lady out. She was the one I love. Anytime I go out for program, there's a lot of ladies who approach me. Well, you play good. Want you to come and perform for me, and later they end up like, well, they are interested. They want to go out with me, but I don't like to be flirting around. No, I just want to keep one woman as my lady. Just be with her.
Yeah. Damn, you sound like a guy that every girl talks about wanting,
You know, I'm one of the popular jazz player in Ghana here.
You pretty well known on the circuit? All right. So you play your music and that's good. So I got to ask, because I'm a political junkie. What is your perception on American politics, and more specifically, President Donald Trump?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not into politics. I know nothing about politics. If it's about music,
really?
All my life is all about music. Yeah.
Man, you're a smart guy. You got the good stuff. So, have you ever done some traveling?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I've been to Sweden. I've been to South Africa. I've been to Italy. In Togo, I've been to Togo. Yeah, and I'm yet to move to Turkey.
Turkey, is that
Turkey
a country?
Turkey is a country.
Oh, yeah. Turkey. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Turkey. You like Turkey?
Yeah, that's my next country I want to go now.
Yeah? The president of Turkey, Erdogan, he's something else, huh? You ever know anything about him?
Not at all.
Yeah. Would you like do you like the Turkish women?
I like to.
What do you think of the Turkish women?
Oh, I don't know them at all. That is a new country. I'm yet to go. I've never been there. I've never been Turkey. I've never been here.
Okay.
Where do you come from? Where are you speaking from?
I'm an American. I'm from the United States.
Oh, you're an American.
I am an American,
so you're in America
sir.
Now.
I'm in America right now.
I need a friend in America who could give me an invite to come to America.
Hey, man, anytime you want, you know?
So, do you use WhatsApp? Are you on WhatsApp?
WhatsApp, what about email? No. No, I use this and...
What about Facebook? Facebook?
You know, I use Facebook. Yeah, I'm on Facebook.
Can I get your Facebook address so I could send you a friend request on Facebook? So we could chat.
Yeah, sure. I'll send you a private message.
Yeah.
And
when you type in my name, Frank Nanasi, that is the name I use on Facebook. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I'll message you. So, mine is just
come again.
Mine, my Facebook is just my name as you see it, but I'll message you with it.
So, okay. You know, just message me with this so we can link up and talk more.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I could scout out the jazz scene here and maybe you could get connected.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's a big jazz scene here, you know.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
I recently wanted to come to US, but I didn't have anybody to give me an invite. My church. Are you a Christian?
I am not. I grew up Christian, and then I became an atheist. I'm an ethnic Catholic.
Oh, okay.
I call myself,
okay.
But I'm non-religious.
That's cool. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian, and recently my pastor is in the U.S. Hosting a program there. My pastor is in the U.S. hosting a program there.
Was there a program?
Yeah, do you know
there?
Hilton Hasbeck Heights in New Jersey.
Okay, that's relatively close to where I live. I live in the Northeast, and New Jersey is the Northeast. I live in New Hampshire, which is about 50 miles north of Boston.
Okay, so you're close to New Jersey, right?
It's about five. I think it's like a five-hour drive without traffic.
Okay. Wow. So I'll be expecting your message on Facebook so we could hook up and talk more. Get to know ourselves better. And I know I have a friend in US. You also have a friend in Ghana, yeah.
I speak to a lot of people from Africa.
Let you know one thing. Nowadays in Africa, we have a lot of people moving to Africa here. A lot of frosters, a lot of the Nigerian guys are very fraud. They'll fraud you. When you don't take care, they'll be telling you to send them money and a whole lot of stuff. No, don't believe them. You know?
Oh, my God. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like it's like a joke here.
So you have to be very... alert. That's what I'll tell you. You have to be very alert. Okay? And beware of people you make friends with. Sometimes they might tell you they're from Africa and all of those stuff. No, they try to dupe you. Because there's a lot of people who have duped me. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not easily duped.
With the Nigerians and a lot of people like African guys. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, and sometimes too on Facebook they will use female pictures. Meanwhile, they are guys, and they'll be communicating with you like females, and try to get your attention and a whole lot of stuff. But you don't got to believe them, okay? Yeah.
You think it's some hot chick, but really it's some fucking guy from ISIS in the middle of the desert. But listen, we got about 10 seconds left here, so.
Message on Facebook. Just send me a message on Facebook so we could connect and